PCOS affects an estimated 116 million women worldwide, yet remains widely misunderstood, even by many healthcare providers. This silent epidemic impacts not just reproductive health, but metabolism, cardiovascular health, and emotional well-being. What makes PCOS particularly challenging is its presentation as a syndrome rather than a disease, meaning symptoms vary dramatically between individuals. Some women struggle with weight gain and irregular periods, while others remain slim but battle acne and hair loss. Perhaps most frustrating is that many women spend years being dismissed or misdiagnosed before finally putting the pieces together. Dr. Fiona McCulloch's groundbreaking work has become a Bible for women seeking answers, with celebrities like Daisy Ridley and Sasha Peterse publicly sharing their PCOS journeys and bringing much-needed attention to this condition. As a naturopathic doctor who herself lives with PCOS, McCulloch brings both scientific rigor and personal understanding to a condition that affects approximately 1 in 10 women of reproductive age. PCOS isn't a one-size-fits-all condition, which explains why two women with the same diagnosis might look nothing alike. Take Sophia and Elizabeth. Sophia is slim, with anxiety, acne, and irregular periods, while Elizabeth struggles with abdominal weight gain and fertility issues, yet both have PCOS. This variability exists because PCOS is a syndrome, a collection of symptoms, rather than a disease with a single cause. The 2003 Rotterdam criteria revolutionized PCOS diagnosis by requiring only two of three possible criteria: irregular/absent ovulation, excess androgens, male hormones, and polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. This created distinct phenotypes, or types, of PCOS, explaining the wide variation in how it presents. When we examine symptoms closely, anovulation means fewer than 10 menstrual cycles yearly, or cycles lasting over 35 days. Hyperandrogenism involves elevated testosterone or other male hormones, causing facial hair growth, acne, or male pattern hair loss. And those famous cysts aren't actually cysts at all, but partially developed follicles that accumulate when high testosterone and insulin stall normal egg development. These criteria create four distinct PCOS types. Types A and B are classic PCOS with both irregular periods and high androgens. Type A also has polycystic ovaries. Type B doesn't. Type C and D are non-classic PCOS. Type C has high androgens and polycystic ovaries but regular periods, while type D has irregular periods and polycystic ovaries but normal androgen levels. Your specific type matters less than understanding your unique factors. Age significantly influences presentation. Young women naturally have more follicles, while older women may outgrow certain PCOS features as follicle numbers decline. Weight plays a crucial role too, with weight gain promoting insulin resistance associated with classic types A and B. Genetics, epigenetics, and environmental factors also shape your PCOS expression. Some women are genetically predisposed to more severe phenotypes regardless of lifestyle changes. Cultural and familiar dietary patterns matter too. Carbohydrate-heavy diets, common in certain cultures, may predispose women to more classic forms of PCOS. The good news? PCOS should be viewed as dynamic, not static. With proper treatment addressing your unique factors, you can move from more severe to milder types or even achieve full symptom reversal. The key is recognizing that each woman's PCOS journey requires an individualized approach targeting her specific underlying imbalances. Imagine inflammation as a silent fire smoldering within your body. While we typically associate inflammation with injuries or infections, research now shows it's actually the central underlying factor in PCOS, not merely a side effect. This chronic low-grade inflammation disrupts hormonal balance, damages egg quality, impairs gut health, and can even trigger depression and anxiety. When inflammation occurs, immune cells release chemical messengers called cytokines, like TNF-alpha and IL-6. While beneficial during actual infections, in PCOS, these inflammatory chemicals circulate constantly at low levels, directly triggering testosterone production in the ovaries and creating insulin resistance in fat cells. It's a vicious cycle. Inflammation causes hormonal imbalances, which then create more inflammation. Women with PCOS often experience abnormalities in fat cell behavior. When fat cells reach capacity, they spill free fatty acids into circulation, causing tissue damage in vital organs like the liver and pancreas. Additionally, poor circulation in fatty tissue causes fat cell death, triggering immune responses and more inflammation. Even lean women with PCOS have higher levels of non-esterified fatty acids, contributing to insulin resistance and androgen release. Testing for inflammation can be done through high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, hsCRP, and erythrocyte sedimentation rate, ESR. These markers indicate inflammation is present, though they don't identify the cause. Women with PCOS should also consider testing for autoimmune conditions, which are more common with PCOS, including thyroid antibodies, anti-nuclear antibodies, and celiac antibodies. Addressing inflammation requires a multifaceted approach. Conventional medicine often uses metformin or insulin-sensitizing agents, while natural approaches focus on diet, lifestyle changes, and targeted supplements. The anti-inflammatory diet, detailed in Chapter 9, benefits all women with PCOS by removing inflammatory triggers like dairy and sugar while emphasizing whole, natural foods. Healing the gut is particularly important since digestive health directly impacts immune function. Leaky gut, where the intestinal barrier becomes compromised, allows contents from the intestine to leak through, triggering immune responses that compound existing PCOS-related inflammation. Symptoms of leaky gut include bloating, food sensitivities, autoimmune conditions, thyroid problems, and skin inflammation, all commonly overlapping with PCOS. Reducing or eliminating gluten helps heal leaky gut, as gliadin in gluten releases zonulin, which opens barriers between intestinal cells. Other common food sensitivities include dairy, corn, and soy. Following an elimination diet, like autoimmune paleo, AIP, can help identify personal food triggers. Powerful supplements for managing PCOS-related inflammation include transresveratrol, 100 to 250 mg daily, omega-3 fatty acids, 1,000 mg EPA daily, bioflavonoids like grapeseed extract, 50 to 200 mg daily, NACT, 600 mg 3 times daily, curcumin, 50 to 500 mg daily, and vitamin D, approximately 3,000 IU daily. For gut healing specifically, quality probiotics containing both lactobacillus and bifidus strains offer powerful benefits. L-glutamine, 5 to 10 grams daily, serves as preferred fuel for intestinal cells, helping them repair and regenerate. Zinc, 5 to 30 milligrams daily, strengthens junctions between intestinal cells and provides anti-inflammatory protection. By addressing inflammation first, you lay the groundwork for reversing your PCOS. This fundamental step improves all other aspects of treatment and creates a foundation for healing the entire hormonal system. Imagine your cells developing a stubborn resistance to insulin, the key hormone that allows glucose to enter cells for energy. This insulin resistance forms the metabolic foundation of PCOS for many women, particularly those with abdominal weight gain. Like an oak tree standing against storms, addressing this core issue requires strength and resilience, but builds lasting metabolic health. In normal metabolism, insulin acts like a key, unlocking cells so they can take in glucose from the bloodstream. Once inside, glucose is either used immediately for energy or stored as glycogen in the liver and muscles. When these storage tanks are full, excess carbohydrates convert to triglycerides, a type of fat associated with increased body fat storage and inflammation. Women with PCOS face a complex metabolic challenge. Chronic low-grade inflammation makes cells insulin resistant. They don't respond properly to insulin signals. This forces the pancreas to produce more insulin to control blood sugar, resulting in chronically elevated insulin levels. These high insulin levels then trigger androgen production in the ovaries, creating a vicious cycle central to PCOS. The visible signs of insulin resistance include abdominal fat, weight loss difficulties, dark velvety skin patches, acanthosis nigricans, and skin tags. Less visible but equally important are hormonal disruptions affecting leptin and adiponectin, key metabolic regulators. Leptin, produced by fat cells, normally signals fullness to the brain. However, women with PCOS develop leptin resistance. Their brains no longer respond properly to leptin signals, creating a vicious cycle where the brain thinks they're starving despite adequate fat stores. This drives carbohydrate cravings and reduces metabolism. Adiponectin decreases as fat increases. Women with PCOS have low adiponectin levels, especially those with more abdominal fat. Low adiponectin increases inflammation, contributes to insulin resistance, and is associated with fatty liver disease. Even young, lean women with PCOS are 3.2 times more likely to have lower adiponectin levels. Testing for insulin resistance goes beyond normal glucose levels, which can remain normal for years before diabetes develops. More specific tests include the HOMA-IR ratio, fasting insulin to glucose, insulin glucose challenge tests, and HbA1c, measuring average blood glucose over 2 to 3 months. The most effective treatment for insulin resistance in PCOS is diet and exercise regulation. Exercise directly reduces insulin resistance and minimizes inflammation, with just 75 minutes weekly of vigorous activity showing significant benefits. For nutrition, understanding the insulin impact of foods is crucial. The food insulin index measures how much insulin your body secretes after eating specific foods, providing a more comprehensive picture than the glycemic index alone. For pharmaceutical treatment, metformin is commonly prescribed. It works by affecting cellular mitochondria, particularly in the liver, decreasing glucose output and increasing glucose uptake in tissues. However, it often provides minimal benefit to lean PCOS patients and comes with significant side effects, including gastrointestinal distress. Natural alternatives include inositols, myo-inositol at 2,000 to 4,000 mg daily, and D-chiro-inositol at 100 to 600 mg daily, berberine, 500 mg 3 times daily, resveratrol, 100 to 250 mg daily, glucomannan, 1 to 2.5 grams per meal, grapeseed extract, 50 to 100 mg daily, chromium, 200 to 400 mg daily, selenium, 200 mg daily, alpha-lipoatacid, 600 mg daily, cinnamon, 1.5 grams daily, and fenugreek, 1.5 grams daily. Rather than viewing weight as simply a matter of personal choice, understanding the complex metabolic challenges PCOS women face is crucial. After long-term weight maintenance at a higher level, the body creates a new normal set point that resists weight loss by slowing metabolism and increasing appetite. Focusing on treating insulin resistance through proper nutrition often proves more successful than restrictive dieting, allowing women to achieve their personal best health at any size. For women with PCOS, stress isn't just an emotional burden. It's a physiological force that directly impacts hormones. Consider Gemma, a stressed lawyer whose 14-hour workdays left her anxious, fatigued, and dependent on sugar fixes. Her case illustrates how adrenal imbalance affects PCOS. The triangular adrenal glands sit above your kidneys, with the outer cortex producing cortisol, your primary stress hormone, and androgens like DHEA. When stressed, your hypothalamus releases corticotropin-releasing hormone, CRH, signaling your pituitary to make adrenal corticotropic hormone, ACTH, which triggers your adrenals to produce cortisol and androgens. Research shows women with PCOS produce more cortisol than those without the condition due to upregulated enzymatic pathways in their adrenal glands. This creates a double whammy effect. PCOS itself increases cortisol production, and being overweight, common in PCOS, further elevates cortisol levels. About 50% of women with PCOS have significant androgens originating from their adrenal glands, creating what's called adrenal dominant androgen excess. These women typically have less severe metabolic risks than those with primarily ovarian androgen production, partly because DHEA has anti-aging and anti-inflammatory qualities. you can identify adrenal androgen excess through DHEAS testing, as this hormone is produced only by the adrenal glands. A testosterone to DHEA ratio greater than 4.4 may indicate an adrenal type of PCOS. Early adrenarche, adrenal activation in young girls, marked by early pubic and body hair growth, has been associated with increased PCOS risk. Stress is the primary trigger for adrenal androgen production. When stressed, your pituitary produces ACTH, causing your adrenals to make more DHEA, which converts to androgens. This makes stress particularly problematic for women with adrenal androgen excess. High cortisol levels have widespread effects throughout your body. They worsen insulin resistance. After a stressful event, insulin resistance develops within 4 to 6 hours and persists for over 16 hours. This stress-induced metabolic disruption delays ovulation, increases androgen production, and promotes fat storage. Cortisol also makes other hormones less effective throughout your body. It reduces cellular utilization of estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid hormones, and inhibits conversion of T4 to active T3 thyroid hormone. Since thyroid dysfunction is more common in PCOS, this exacerbates the condition. Anxiety and depression are common in women with PCOS due to multiple factors: the stress of managing symptoms like hirsutism and irregular cycles, high androgen levels, and chronic low-grade inflammation. A meta-analysis of 28 studies found consistently higher emotional distress in women with PCOS compared to controls. Addressing adrenal health requires a multifaceted approach. Supplements like fish oil, 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams daily, L-theanine, 200 to 1,000 milligrams daily, phosphatidylserine, 200 to 800 milligrams daily, licorice, 3.5 grams daily, contraindicated with hypertension, red sage, 200 to 1 gram daily, Vitex, St. John's wort, 300 milligrams 3 times daily, golden root, 50 to 600 milligrams daily, holy basil, 100 to 500 milligrams 2 times daily, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams daily, melatonin, 1.5 to 3 milligrams at bedtime, Siberian ginseng, 300 milligrams to 4 grams daily, 5-flavor berry, 500 to 2 grams daily, myo-inositol, magnesium, 200 to 600 milligrams daily, B-complex vitamins, and cordyceps, 500 to 3 grams daily. Blood sugar control is crucial for adrenal health. Each time blood sugar drops, cortisol levels rise. Maintaining balanced blood sugar through proper nutrition is essential for keeping adrenals healthy and androgens controlled. Equally important are stress management techniques. Studies show meditation and mindfulness significantly improve cortisol levels, anxiety, depression, and stress in women with PCOS. Cultivating loving connections and social friendships is vital, as PCOS symptoms can create feelings of stigmatization and isolation. Self-care and self-esteem work is fundamental. PCOS symptoms profoundly affect female identity through androgens and insulin effects. Embracing your unique qualities, empathy, strength, focus, determination, intellect that may have developed through your PCOS journey can guide you toward becoming your best physical and emotional self. Excess androgens create many of PCOS's most troublesome and visible symptoms. These hormones, while essential in small amounts for women's health, cause masculinization when present in excess. Understanding how androgens are produced and their effects on the body is crucial for effective treatment. Young girls have similar androgen levels to boys. During adrenarche, adrenal glands begin producing hormones that trigger pubic and underarm hair growth. This process helps girls gain fat for reproduction by releasing cortisol, causing insulin resistance. PCOS resembles an incomplete puberty state where luteinizing hormone, LH, androgens, and insulin resistance remain dominant instead of follicle-stimulating hormone, estrogen, and progesterone establishing their rhythm. In women with PCOS, theca cells in the ovary overproduce testosterone, especially when stimulated by high insulin levels. These excess androgens cause masculinization through three main symptoms: hirsutism, increased hair growth in male pattern areas, androgenetic alopecia, female pattern hair loss, and acne. Hirsutism affects up to 82% of women with PCOS, causing distressing hair growth on the upper lip, chin, mid-chest, abdomen, and back. Interestingly, there's only a mild correlation between blood testosterone levels and hair growth. The issue primarily involves hair follicle sensitivity and an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, which converts testosterone to more potent dihydrotestosterone, DHT. This enzyme increases activity with high testosterone, causing hair follicles to grow larger in hirsutism areas while promoting hair loss on the scalp. Hair loss affects approximately 50% of women with PCOS, causing diffuse thinning, widening of the middle part, or thinning at the temples. DHT causes oxidative stress at the hair follicle level, destroying it over time. Some women with PCOS have genetic alterations in hair follicle androgen receptors, explaining why not all experience hair loss despite having high androgens. Acne affects up to 86% of women with PCOS. In skin's sebaceous glands, 5-alpha reductase converts testosterone to DHT, increasing sebum production and causing abnormal skin cell changes. Bacteria accumulate, forming papules and pustules. PCOS acne often appears along the jawline or cheeks and may persist into adulthood, frequently resistant to conventional treatments because of its hormonal origin. Conventional treatments for androgen excess include birth control pills, spironolactone, an androgen blocker, finasteride, a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, flutamide, and steroids. Each comes with significant side effects and limitations. Natural treatments offer effective alternatives with fewer side effects. Licorice, Glycera hyzoglabra, significantly decreases testosterone levels by blocking key enzymes in testosterone production. White peony, Paeonia lactiflora, is often combined with licorice at a 1-to-1 ratio for PCOS treatment. Green tea contains epigallocatechins that inhibit 5-alpha reductase and increase sex hormone-binding globulin. Reishi mushroom exerts significant anti-androgenic action by inhibiting both type 1 and type 2 5-alpha reductase. Spearmint tea, 1 cup twice daily, has proven anti-androgenic properties in clinical studies. For hair loss specifically, saw palmetto inhibits 5-alpha reductase, while rosemary leaf extract improved hair regrowth in studies. Topical melatonin, 0.1% solution, shows significant improvement for androgenetic alopecia. Iron levels are crucial. Research shows 95% of women with increased hair shedding had serum ferritin below 70, and raising levels from 33 to 89 significantly decreased hair shedding. For acne, effective topical treatments include salicylic acid, tea tree oil, which reduced lesions by 38.2% in studies, Japanese cypress oil, which reduced inflammatory lesions by 65%, and glycolic acid products. Women with hirsutism often need multiple hair removal methods alongside treatments to reduce androgens. Options include shaving, effective but requires daily maintenance, electrolysis, permanent but time-consuming and potentially painful, and laser hair removal, permanent with rare scarring, most effective for those with light skin and dark hair. Addressing underlying factors like inflammation, stress, and insulin resistance remains crucial for any androgenic symptom. By combining these approaches with targeted anti-androgen treatments, women can significantly reduce the visible signs of androgen excess that impact quality of life and self-esteem. Women's hormones shift in complex patterns through feedback mechanisms that create monthly cycles. In PCOS, communication between the hypothalamus, pituitary, and ovaries is disrupted, creating hormonal chaos that manifests as irregular cycles, fertility challenges, and hormonal imbalances. Consider Madeline's story, a young woman with lifelong irregular cycles who achieved normal 29-day ovulatory cycles through natural interventions, including herbal medicine and progesterone cream, after years of birth control pills failed to address the root cause. In a healthy menstrual cycle, eggs develop slowly over approximately 360 days, from primordial follicles before ovulation. The pituitary releases follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, to stimulate follicle development, then selects the strongest follicle while others disintegrate. As estrogen peaks, the pituitary sends a luteinizing hormone, LH, surge, triggering ovulation. Afterward, the empty follicle transforms into the corpus luteum, which produces progesterone for about 14 days before breaking down, causing menstruation and beginning the cycle again. In PCOS, this elegant dance is disrupted. The hypothalamus's gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, pulses too quickly, causing excess LH production, which stimulates testosterone production and inhibits ovulation. PCOS follicles have abnormally thick theca layers that overproduce testosterone relative to estrogen, preventing follicular development and the estrogen surge needed for ovulation. Even when ovulation occurs, the corpus luteum is often weaker, leading to progesterone deficiency. Anti-Müllerian hormone, AMH, is elevated in women with PCOS due to increased antral follicles and higher AMH production per follicle. Recent research shows AMH also affects the brain, exciting hypothalamic neurons to release more GnRH, increasing LH production, and perpetuating the cycle of androgen excess and anovulation. Women with PCOS benefit from specific hormone tests to assess ovarian function. Key tests include FSH and LH, typically measured on day 3, with PCOS often showing LH levels double or triple the FSH levels, contrary to the normal pattern. Other important tests include estradiol, day 3, progesterone, 7 days after ovulation, prolactin, and AMH. The most commonly prescribed conventional therapy for PCOS is oral contraceptives, which use synthetic hormones to override the entire hormonal system. While these pills lead to monthly bleeding, they don't help with ovulation and carry risks including blood clots and strokes. Women with PCOS often experience post-pill amenorrhea, the absence of menstruation and ovulation for extended periods after stopping birth control. Natural therapies offer gentler approaches to rebalancing hormones. White peony and licorice in a 1-to-1 ratio helps reinstate cycles for women with PCOS, particularly when androgen excess disrupts ovulation. Research on Japanese women with PCOS found that 7.5 grams daily improved the FSH to LH ratio, reduced testosterone, and improved estradiol to testosterone ratios. Black cohosh improves the FSH to LH ratio, increases progesterone levels, and induces ovulation. It modulates the pituitary by reducing LH secretion. For women taking clomiphene, a fertility drug, black cohosh can improve endometrial lining, cervical mucus, luteal phase progesterone, and pregnancy rates. Vitex, chaste tree, effectively reduces elevated prolactin through its effects on the brain's dopaminergic system. Rather than directly increasing or decreasing specific hormones, Vitex acts on the brain's opioid system, regulating hormones from a higher level. It slows GnRH pulsing, which is too fast in PCOS, allowing FSH to predominate over LH. For women with hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction, specific herbal formulations can be used based on cycle phase. The follicular phase formula includes Angelica sinensis, 50%, Pionia lactiflora, 30%, and Semiphagema racemosa, 20%. The luteal phase formula includes Vitex agnus castus, 80%, and Glyceriza glabra, 20%. By addressing the underlying hormonal imbalances in PCOS, rather than merely masking symptoms, women can restore their natural cycle rhythm and improve overall hormonal health. "Every mile is two in winter," wrote George Herbert, aptly describing the additional burden that thyroid issues place on women with PCOS. Consider Allison, a 32-year-old with PCOS who experienced extreme fatigue, depression, constipation, and inability to lose weight after pregnancy. Her diagnosis revealed hypothyroidism with a high TSH level of 8.4, highlighting the connection between PCOS and thyroid disorders. Women with PCOS are at increased risk for thyroid problems, creating a vicious cycle of exhaustion, weight gain, insulin resistance, and hormonal imbalance. Hypothyroidism affects approximately 10 million Americans, with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune thyroid condition, being the most common cause in developed countries. The symptoms of hypothyroidism significantly overlap with PCOS: fatigue, feeling cold, hair loss, weight gain, difficulty losing weight, dry skin, constipation, muscle problems, depression, irritability, poor memory, menstrual changes, and fertility issues. This overlap makes proper diagnosis crucial, as the conditions can exacerbate each other. Research shows that low thyroid function worsens insulin resistance in PCOS. To understand thyroid function assessment, it's important to know the key hormones involved. Thyroxine, T4, is the most abundant thyroid hormone, serving as a prohormone reservoir that can be converted to the more active T3. Triiodothyronine, T3, is the most powerful thyroid hormone, 3 to 4 times more potent than T4. Most thyroid hormones are bound to carrier proteins in the blood, making them unavailable to cells. Testing free hormones is more relevant, as these unbound hormones can directly activate cells. Free T3 is particularly important, as it's the metabolically active form that acts on cells. Despite its importance, it's not routinely tested and must be specifically requested. Reverse T3 is an isomer of T3 and metabolically inactive, helping turn down metabolism during stress or illness. When T4 converts to reverse T3 instead of active T3, it can block metabolic processes by competing for cell receptors. High cortisol increases reverse T3 production, which is why testing TSH alone is insufficient for women with PCOS who may have elevated cortisol or insulin. Insulin resistance reduces T4 to T3 conversion and increases reverse T formation, making women with PCOS prone to higher reverse T3 levels. The pituitary responds by decreasing TSH production, creating a false impression of normal thyroid function when only TSH is tested. This is why TSH alone isn't reliable for assessing thyroid function in women with insulin-resistant PCOS. Women with PCOS have higher TSH levels and more subclinical hypothyroidism compared to women without PCOS. Research indicates women with PCOS do better with TSH between 1 to 2.5 MIU per liter, as insulin resistance affects thyroid function and can mask thyroid problems on standard tests. A TSH above 2 millimoles per liter correlates with insulin resistance in PCOS, and women with TSH greater than 2.5 millimoles per liter show higher BMI, insulin, testosterone, and lower SHBG. Thyroid function affects sex hormone-binding globulin, which binds to androgens in the blood and prevents them from activating cells. Low SHBG allows androgens to cause PCOS symptoms, like acne and hirsutism. While insulin resistance typically lowers SHBG, thyroid hormones increase it. Hypothyroidism creates an SHBG deficiency that, when combined with insulin resistance, significantly worsens androgenic symptoms. Hypothyroidism can mimic PCOS on ultrasound by increasing ovary size and promoting cyst formation. It causes collagen and mucopolysaccharide deposits in the ovaries that affect hormone synthesis and inhibit ovulation. Research shows hypothyroid women have larger ovaries, and thyroid hormone replacement reduces ovary size, improves hormone levels, and can eliminate polycystic ovaries. A strong relationship exists between autoimmunity and PCOS. Studies reveal women with PCOS have 65% higher thyroid peroxidase antibodies and 26.6% more goiter incidence. All women with PCOS should undergo thorough thyroid evaluation, as even mild thyroid dysfunction can significantly worsen PCOS symptoms. Treatment options include pharmaceutical approaches like levothyroxine, desiccated thyroid, and T3 products. Natural treatments include iodine, 250 micrograms daily, minimum, selenium, 200 to 400 micrograms daily, zinc, 15 to 30 milligrams daily, ashwagandha, 300 to 1,000 milligrams daily, gum Google, 125 milligrams twice daily, blue flag iris, 750 milligrams daily, and coleus forskohili, 50 milligrams daily. By optimizing thyroid function, many women with PCOS experience dramatic improvements in energy, weight management, mood, and overall hormonal balance, making this often overlooked aspect of PCOS treatment crucial for comprehensive care.
PCOS is a growing epidemic, coinciding with industrialization and the introduction of various chemicals into our environment. Most of these chemicals are persistent organic pollutants, POPs, that don't break down, accumulate in the food chain, and have hormone-like effects with concerning connections to PCOS. While PCOS has strong genetic factors, environmental factors can activate these genes through epigenetics, changes in gene expression without altering the DNA sequence itself. Our environment contains endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs, that interfere with hormonal development. Pregnant mothers, babies, and children are most vulnerable to these chemicals, which can permanently alter reproductive development. Bisphenol A, BPA, has alarming connections to PCOS. Research shows teenaged girls with PCOS have higher BPA levels that directly correlate with androgen excess, independent of obesity. BPA binds to hormone receptors, stimulates theca cells to produce androgens, interferes with estrogen production, and reduces testosterone-breaking enzymes, creating a vicious cycle as high androgens reduce the liver's ability to clear BPA. Most concerning is BPA's ability to change gene expression during fetal development, with effects becoming apparent after puberty. Studies on rats showed that even single low-dose BPA exposure during pregnancy induced PCOS in offspring, with effects intensifying through three generations, a frightening implication for constant human exposure. Our daily exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals comes from multiple sources: industrial chemicals and plastics, BPA, phthalates, flame retardants, PCBs, dioxin, skincare products, parabens, sunscreen chemicals, and agricultural pesticides, DDT residues, atrazine. All these compounds can disrupt normal hormonal function and contribute to PCOS development and persistence. To minimize plastic exposure, avoid using plastic containers for food, choosing stainless steel, glass, or ceramics instead. Never microwave food in plastic. Avoid plastic wrap for heating. Don't reuse plastic bottles. Choose BPA-free cans. Avoid plastic water bottles left in the sun. And use glass or stainless steel bottles for children. For food and cooking, choose organic foods when possible, especially for the Dirty Dozen, most contaminated crops, including apples, celery, tomatoes, cucumbers, grapes, peaches, potatoes, spinach, and strawberries. Peel non-organic produce, buy hormone-free organic meats, choose local seasonal foods, drink reverse osmosis water, and avoid non-stick cookware in favor of ceramic, cast iron, stainless steel, or glass. For beauty products and household chemicals, avoid cosmetics containing parabens, BHA, and BHT, use chemical-free personal care products, check products on the Environmental Working Group database, avoid bleached coffee filters that can expose you to dioxin, and eliminate pesticide use in your garden and lawn. True detoxification isn't about gimmicky cleanses, but supporting your body's natural detox systems. The liver processes toxins through phase 1, making fat-soluble toxins water-soluble, and phase 2, binding them to compounds for excretion. Support these processes by avoiding alcohol and unnecessary medications, drinking plenty of water, taking supportive nutrients, B vitamins, vitamin C, glutathione, milk thistle, NAC, curcumin, eating sulfur-rich vegetables, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, onions, garlic, and increasing fiber intake from vegetables to ensure regular elimination of toxins through bile. By reducing your toxic burden and supporting your body's natural detoxification pathways, you can minimize the environmental factors that contribute to PCOS and create a foundation for hormonal healing. No single diet works for everyone with PCOS. After years of clinical experience trying different nutritional approaches, I've learned that personalization is key. What follows is a framework that can be adjusted to your unique needs, covering both what to eat and what to avoid. Understanding the relationship between glucose and insulin is fundamental to managing PCOS effectively through diet. Insulin itself isn't inherently harmful. It's a necessary hormone that acts like a key, unlocking cells to allow sugar from the bloodstream to enter for energy use or storage. For women with PCOS, however, elevated insulin levels aggravate insulin-sensitive ovaries, causing them to produce testosterone, stalling ovulation, and disrupting hormonal cycles. While the glycemic index has been popular for PCOS management, it has limitations. It only measures carbohydrate effects and doesn't account for protein's significant insulin-triggering properties. The Food Insulin Index, FII, may be more valuable, as it measures how much insulin your body secretes after eating specific foods, rather than just tracking blood glucose. When structuring your plate, start with lean protein about the size of your palm. Fill half your plate with vegetables. Add a serving of healthy fats, 1 tablespoon of oil, or 1 serving of avocado or nuts, and include a small serving of carbohydrates. Choose nutritionally dense, less inflammatory carbs like berries, sweet potatoes, and squash. Plants should form the majority of the PCOS diet, providing essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and both soluble and insoluble fibers. Non-starchy vegetables get the green light for unlimited consumption due to their high fiber content, water, vitamins, minerals, high satiety index, and low insulin/glycemic indices. These should fill at least half of a dinner plate at each meal. Starchy vegetables provide better carbohydrate sources than grains, without irritants or phytates that decrease nutrient absorption. Though they have higher glycemic indices and carbohydrate content than non-starchy vegetables, they're still nutritious choices when consumed in moderation. Fruits provide excellent sources of fiber, vitamins, minerals, and healthy carbohydrates. Since they contain natural sugars, it's best to emphasize lower sugar varieties while enjoying others in moderation. The lowest sugar fruits include avocados, tomatoes, citrus, berries, cranberries, papaya, grapefruit, and rhubarb. Contrary to outdated low-fat diet advice, healthy fats are essential for women with PCOS. The key is choosing the right types while avoiding damaged fats. The healthiest options are monounsaturated fats like avocado oil and extra virgin olive oil for low-heat cooking, and saturated fats like coconut oil or ghee for high-heat cooking. Meats provide excellent protein and micronutrients. Wild Alaska salmon, sardines, anchovies, and shellfish offer omega-3 fatty acids and vitamins with lower contaminant levels. Pastured or organic poultry provides lean protein with niacin, selenium, and vitamin B6. Eggs are one of the best foods for women with PCOS, packed with folate, vitamins A, B2, B12, choline, and selenium. Foods to avoid include sugar, the number one thing to eliminate with PCOS, dairy, which ranks high on the insulin index and contains hormones, gluten, which creates leaky gut by triggering increased zonulin production, and most grains, which contain inflammatory substances similar to gliadin. The optimal insulin count depends on your insulin resistance level, weight loss goals, and personal response to carbohydrate restriction. For insulin-resistant women carrying abdominal weight or wanting significant weight loss, aim for an insulin count of 50 to 60 per meal. Women of average weight with mild insulin resistance should target 55 to 65 per meal. Underweight, lean, athletic women who aren't insulin resistant should aim for 65 to 90 to support energy levels. Research shows a breakfast high in healthy fats provides metabolic benefits throughout the day. A lower insulin count of 35 to 45 for breakfast may benefit insulin resistant women. For significantly insulin resistant women struggling with abdominal weight loss despite dietary changes in exercise, intermittent fasting can help break this pattern. The most basic approach involves a 14-hour fast after dinner, allowing insulin levels to drop. By focusing on food quality, managing insulin response, and personalizing your approach based on your unique PCOS factors, you can create a sustainable nutrition plan that supports hormonal balance, reduces inflammation, and helps reverse your PCOS symptoms.